Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. This story is an old-time Oregon classic. It's the surprising secret of One-Eyed Charlie Parkhurst. There was something most folks didn't know about One-Eyed Charlie, the tough, taciturn, tobacco-chewing character who was the best stagecoach driver on the West Coast during the golden age of stagecoach robberies. But the horses knew the truth. And you might, too. This is a pretty well-known story. But in case you don't, kick back and relax. It's a good one. I really like it. Which, of course, is why it was one of the very first stories I wrote for Offbeat Oregon History, so you'll have to excuse the relative lack of craftsmanship because it's quite old now. It was first published in July 29th, 2009. Here we go. If you've been down toward the southern end of Interstate 5, you've probably seen the Wolf Creek Tavern. It's an old pioneer stagecoach inn in which the state today operates a restaurant, and guests can stay in smallish, tallish, Spartan guest rooms with quilts on the beds and no TVs. Although, no, you can't stay in the room Jack London rented for a summer. It's about the size of a small walk-in closet, though. And also, no, you can't stay in the room Clark Gable used to reserve either, because it's set up with wax figures as a historical tableau. The inn itself was built in 1883 to serve people riding stagecoaches south to California's gold country. The stages, though, had been making the run since just before the Civil War. Remember, gold was found down there in 1848, and most of the male population of Oregon wanted to go down there and strike it rich. At first they crossed the Siskiyous on foot, later they took the coach. They took the coach back, too, broke and disappointed, most of them. Although they did do better than the 49ers who arrived the following year by ship from the East Coast, since they'd gotten to the goldfield first. Well, when they got on that coach, if they were lucky, they got to ride with a famous driver named One-Eyed Charlie Parkhurst. One-Eyed Charlie had been driving a coach since gold was discovered, at first from San Jose to Santa Cruz, later over the pass. He drove the team hard, spat his tobacco juice harder, and cussed like Sam Clemens. The only time he missed work was the day after payday when he'd be too hungover to drive. He was curt and ornery and hell on wheels in a game of cards or dice, and possibly the best handler of horse teams in the West. One source passes on a rumor that he shot and killed at least one bandit who had hoped to rob the stage. This is not unlikely. Robbing stagecoaches was a pretty popular pastime in this era. But he was not without a sense of civic duty. In 1868, he went and got himself registered to vote so that he could help Ulysses S. Glant clinch the election. Finally, in 1879, all that hard living caught up with One-Eyed Charlie, and he died at the age of 67. Well, at the funeral home, the mortician made a kind of unexpected discovery. The Charlie part of One-Eyed Charlie's name was actually short for Charlotte. Orphaned at an early age, Charlotte dressed as a boy to escape her orphanage and then found the masquerade opened a lot of doors that were closed to girls and women in the early 19th century America. It became a way of life for her from that day forward. Naturally, the newspapers made much of this scandalous news. And many who had ridden with tough old Charlie opined that she must have been a hermaphrodite or something, you know, born with non-functional female anatomy, but really male. This appears to have been a desperate attempt on the part of some men to avoid having to face the fact that the most accomplished member of the most macho boys club in the state, stagecoach drivers, was a woman. Not only that, but she'd up and voted in a presidential election in 1868, possibly the first woman in America to do so. Although that's by definition not provable, one way or the other. There's another mystery, too. Some sources say the medical examiner found that she had given birth at some point. Other sources say this is an unconfirmable rumor. No one seems to know for sure. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.